By his doing, you're in Christ Jesus. If you think that, hey, you know, I figured this out, and no, Jesus chose you. Jesus chose you. If it was up to us, if it was up to me, I never would have chosen him. He chose me. There's nothing good in me that would have chosen him. He chose me. There's nothing good in me that would have caused me to walk with him. He did it. We are just finishing up Galatians chapter 5 and starting in Galatians chapter 6. Just for many of you that might not know, for the some of you that might not know, there were no chapters in the original text. These were later added by people. Sometimes it kind of made sense where they put the chapter breaks, and sometimes it didn't. This passage really starts, this section starts in Galatians 5:25. And what he's doing is, remember, Paul is giving a defense to teach the people in Galatia, these five or so churches in that region, that Paul was really the one who shared the Lord with these people and started these churches, and many of these churches. And he wants to show them that you don't have to live under the law of Moses. You are free in Christ. But he's talking now, the section that he's talking about now is, if we are indeed free in Christ, how do we relate to one another? How do we relate in community? And so this is what he's going to teach us. He's going to teach us how to relate in community. And this is not something that's automatically known. I mean, we're not born with an understanding of how to relate in community. And he's teaching us how to relate within the structure of the social framework of the body of Christ. How do we relate to one another? I didn't get saved as a child. I didn't really learn about Jesus until I was a teenager. I got saved at the age of 18. And I remember the transformation in that I had to learn how to relate to one another. And I remember I moved in a couple years after I got saved, or a year and a half after I got saved, I moved into a discipleship house that was run by a local church, and I was living with 9 other Christian guys. And in this discipleship house, I had to learn how to relate to each other. And I remember the first night we had dinner together, that guys were all cleaning up, and I thought, you know, I'd kind of lend a hand. And I took the silverware that had been washed, and I just dumped it into the silverware drawer. And there were little slots for everything, but I just dumped it in. And one guy said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I put the silverware in there." He says, "That's not how you do it." He says, "The spoons go here, the forks go here." And I'm like, "Everything's there. What's the difference? I mean, you just look, you see. What do you want?" He says, no, this is not the way we do it here." And I had to learn how to relate to the body of Christ. And that was something that was not immediately easy for me. But I had to learn how to relate in community. And this is what Paul is doing. He's giving instruction that just because you're free in Christ doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want. You have to learn how to relate in community. So let's pick it up at Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. "If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens,